Radio Gdańsk English News.
Radio Gdańsk News on Tuesday, the 28th of September. Good morning, I'm Thomas Holdstock. Today's headlines. In Germany, talks to form a coalition government begin following the country's general election. President Duda makes an appearance on Fox News. In Gdańsk, figures show more than half of secondary school students now refuse lessons on religion. And Poland remembers the underground state. In Germany, talks are getting underway today to form a coalition government after no party won outright in the country's general election. The two largest parties, the centre-left SDP, or Social Democrats, and the centre-right CDU, are both expected to start exploratory talks with smaller parties today. While neither party secured a majority, the Social Democrats edged ahead in Sunday's vote at 25.7% to the CDU's 24.1%. Both parties are in range of forming a government if they can swing two smaller parties to their side, the Greens and the Free Democrats. While the Greens are expected to favour an SDP government, the Free Democrats are likely to prefer the CDU. However, both parties will be needed to reach a majority in the Bundestag. It's set to become the first three-party coalition in modern German history. A fifth party, the far-right wing Alternative for Germany, has been ruled out of a coalition by the other parties despite securing 10% of the vote. The newly elected parliament has to meet before October 26th, but a government could take weeks or even months to come together. In the meantime, Chancellor Angela Merkel is set to remain in power as a caretaker. She's now set to be replaced by either Olaf Scholz of the SDP or Armin Laschet of the CDU. Poland's president Andrzej Duda appeared on US television last night for an interview with the popular but controversial Fox News host Tucker Carlson. The interview, which was filmed during Mr. Duda's visit to the US last week, covered subjects from immigration and refugees to Poland's family policy. Questioned by Carlson about his handling of the 2015 refugee crisis and the EU's proposed policy of distributing migrants across Europe, the president said that while he did not agree with a quota system, those who wished to seek refuge in Poland would be welcomed. In response to a question about US President Joe Biden's comment describing Poland as a totalitarian regime, President Duda hit back at what he described as lies about Poland spread by the opposition. President Duda went on to discuss the crisis on the Belarusian border and the government's flagship welfare policy 500+. Mr. Carlson also asked if Poland had troubles with organizations funded by George Soros, the Hungarian-American billionaire who is at the center of far-right conspiracy theories in the US. Tucker Carlson is one of America's most controversial TV hosts and has been known to discuss fringe conspiracies. However, his Fox News show remains popular and is currently the most watched cable news program in the US. Here in Gdańsk, new figures from the city government show less than half of secondary school students now attend religion classes in school. These statistics, seen by Radio Gdańsk, were obtained in an information request by a member of the Gdańsk Youth City Council. According to the figures, 48.5% of students in public secondary school are attending religious classes this year, down from 52.1% in the last academic year. Around 2.5% of students opted for the alternative ethics classes, up slightly from last year, but 49% chose to attend neither ethics nor religion, up from 45.8% last year. Religion classes in Polish schools, which focus mainly on Roman Catholicism, are optional. Students can instead choose to study ethics, focusing on personal reflection and society, or to refuse both classes. And yesterday marked the 82nd anniversary of the founding of the Grey Ranks, the Second World War resistance movement formed out of scouting organizations that fought inside Poland against Nazi German occupation. The day was marked in Gdańsk by a wreath-laying ceremony at the monument to the Polish underground state, with a speech by one of the last surviving members of the Grey Ranks, Professor Jerzy Grzywacz. Professor Grzywacz described the fear and uncertainty that came with being a scout in the Grey Ranks and not knowing if he would return home each day. He finished by encouraging young people to appreciate the peace of today and wish them a creative and beautiful life.
The weather.
Remaining mostly cloudy throughout this afternoon and into this evening, with temperatures reaching a mild 16 degrees Celsius, that's 60 degrees Fahrenheit. No rain expected today, though some moderate gusty wind at times. Tomorrow looking largely the same, though with a chance for some sunnier spells. That's the Radio Gdańsk news and weather.